This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is going to the show, and I'm just a regular guy. So today we got this movie, Late Night. It's set in the world of a fictional late night comedy TV show that is so fictional, it's hosted by a woman. There hasn't been one of those since Joan Rivers in the 80s. But this woman also happens to be a bad boss. Emma Thompson is Catherine Newberry, a TV icon who's hosted the show for decades. She's an arrogant jerk. She's detached. She's mean. She's British. She fires one of her writers, and he essentially calls her a sexist who hates women. So she tells her producer to go out and find a woman to be on his staff, and the always likable Mindy Kaling happens to be in the right place at the right time, and she gets hired with no prior experience whatsoever, but what she lacks in on-the-job training, she makes up for by being spunky. And like Lou Grant many years ago, nobody who works at this place likes spunk. So there's comedy there in this all-male environment that she's in. I mean, a women's bathroom at this place is used as the men's number two bathroom, if you know what I mean. But like I said, Catherine is not a pleasant person to deal with. But then she's informed that the network is going to give her the axe and replace her with a young stand-up guy who's horrible. Well, they're replacing her because the times and the ratings have passed her by. So Spunky Molly comes up with some ideas, and eventually she gets listened to, and it goes from there, and there's a lot packed into this movie, a lot of timely stuff. There's unexpected developments, there's subplots, and a bunch of side characters played by the likes of John Lithgow, Amy Ryan, Ike Barinholtz, and a younger good-looking guy from The Veep. But it's basically Thompson's movie. She's an actress who exudes authority, and she brings a lot of depth and emotion. She's got great scenes, and Kaling, you know, along with being her likable self, wrote the movie. She did, so she knows the lay of the land, and well, it does stick to a formula for these sorts of things, and maybe it ain't all that rip-roaring hilarious, but it's amusing, and it's got a good case of the smarts. If you can appreciate a joke about Doris Kearns Goodwin, this movie might be right up your alley. It's called Late Night. Now, you want to hear some of my other reviews? Those are at 93XRT.com. I'm just a regular guy. It's 93XRT, Chicago's finest rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.